Welcome to the Gathering Place Worship Center, Atlanta. We say that now because we have the Gathering Place Worship Center, South Florida. I was talking to Pastor Travis yesterday, and we're excited about what God's doing there, and God's bringing new people there, and they're growing, and we're excited for that new work that we're a part of there. This is our mission statement. You might have seen it on the walls, connecting to God, connecting to others, impacting our world. Simple, easy, but exactly what we're trying to do. Connect to God. The vision of our church is to be a place of worship, to know and glorify our God and Savior Jesus Christ, and to make true disciples throughout all nations. We are reaching out to all those who are not Christians, to the LGBTQTASUVWXYZ plus community, and to those who are disenfranchised with religion. Amen. Some of us fit into every one of those categories. We have several straight people that come here as well. We love you guys too. We understand you're here for the same reason we're here, to worship God. At this church, we do believe that straight people can be Christians. So praise God. So it's okay. A little history about us. We started in the home of myself and my partner, who's not here. He's flying today. He's a flight attendant, but we started as a group that just got together and worshiped every Saturday night. It really was about this time because my birthday is the 14th of August, and they had a surprise party for me. Yes, it was interesting. I had no idea it was going to take place. I was all dressed because Ed's like, I'm going to take you out for your birthday. I'm like, oh, great. So we're all getting ready and all of that. And all of a sudden, he turns on NASCAR. I'm like, what? Oh, I want to see this race. Now, you have to know Ed. I'm thinking, do you even know what NASCAR is? He's like, I've been waiting for this race. And I thought, you've got to be kidding. We're going to a restaurant. This is my birthday. He goes, after this race. So I'm like, fine. And I'll just wait. Now, little did I know that he invited the whole group over to surprise me to have worship that night. And they were bringing the food, but they were running late. So he had to think of something really quick. And the only thing he could think of was NASCAR. So lo and behold, the doorbell rings. I'm like, he goes, can you get that? I'm watching this. I'm like, whatever. And I open the door, and here is about 12 people with pizzas and food, and they just and their guitars, and they just came into the house. And that's what started the church. We started worshiping that night for quite a while, every Saturday night, until finally we decided we're going to be a church. We obtained our 501c3 in 2005, so that's why we have a difference in the dates. We added home groups in 2010, but we actually had a couple of spaces. Our first space was about the size of this area right here. So we had a little tiny space. Then we moved to a little bigger space. And then we moved to another space on the other side. And then we moved here. So this is our fourth building. It won't be our last. We know there's another one. This is in our old space. That group there was our first home group. It was really almost the whole church. So worship's always been an integral part of our church, because I know that's when you really encounter. I remember when Pastor Deb had come down. She used to drive down from Chattanooga, and Jenny and I were in the office talking or doing something, and all of a sudden we heard her out there singing. Granted, I didn't know she was a singer. I didn't know she was a worship leader. And I'm like, who is that? And we both ran out there. We're like, okay, because she was playing the drums for us at that time, weren't you? She was a drummer. She goes, I can play drums. When you just look back, I mean, we sing all the different people up here. There's a story with each person. But I look out there, and there's a story with so many of you. I remember the first times we met and talking to Greg, you in Boston before you moved down here. And just so many people. Bobby, you in Ohio, and we connected on Facebook, and you moved here because God told you to be part of the church. David in Minnesota, God called you to be part of the church. I mean, I look back, and I see how he connected the dots. And he's still connecting the dots, and it's just an amazing thing. This is this building, folks, before we got a hold of it. Praise God for the gay gene. You have no idea what a huge leap of faith it was. I think our rent's like $3,400, $3,500 a month here, plus utilities. Look at it now. And so who knows where we're going to be next. So this is just a little history of where we came from. Do you know that underneath this platform are promises of God? We all wrote different promises, and then we sat around here and held hands and prayed over this. So every time the worship team comes up here, they're standing on the promises of God as they're ministering to you, still up there. And then we're in the church today. This is our pastoral staff. myself, I'm the senior pastor. Then we have Pastor Deb. You know her. She was singing. Pastor Gina is at work, I believe. And she's an associate pastor. Pastor Jenny is our pastor of education, our education pastor. So she leads the new members class, does a lot of the teaching. And then Pastor Jonathan's an associate pastor who also heads our youth group. I want it to where we all these guys can come on full time. Imagine what would happen if that would take place. Amen? This city would never be the same. This is our deacon board at the top. We have Carrie back there, and James and Karen. So they're all back there. The deacons take care of our finances. They are all very good stewards personally, which is a very important thing in their lives, and also in their jobs and things like that. So they help lead us for financial decisions. We bring something to them, and they're like, yes, we probably can do this financially or not. As far as our elders, it's Jen and Angela back there, and then Ed. So that's our team right now. Home groups, we have several home groups now. We have Hapeville Home Group with his Amanda Jessica. We have the Kennesaw Home Group with Kristen and Karen. We have Dallas Douglasville Hiram Home Group. They meet at Janie and Debbie's house. And then we have our home group here that meets at the church led by Carrie Runnels and Pastor Gina. But home groups have been amazing. I mean, amazing this year. We're studying the book Multiply. We're almost done. But this has been my favorite home group by far that we've ever had. And I just see new people coming and a new hunger for God. So it's been amazing. Through the home groups and through all of this, we also have Bible studies that have been birthed up in Kennesaw. Awesome. But I just see things being birthed from the home groups, which I love that. It's pretty awesome. But I just see things developing from home groups. So if you feel kind of disconnected, go to a home group because I promise you will be connected there. That when I look at the people being connected and growing, it's the ones who are involved in home groups. Administrative staff, we have Jane. She's a Jane of all trades. She is responsible for the newsletter. If you're not getting the newsletter, it goes out every Thursday. The devotional goes out every Tuesday. And the newsletter goes out every Thursday. If you ever want something to be in the newsletter, Jane is the one you contact to put it in the newsletter. But we don't spam you like we said. We just send two things a week you'll get from us, unless it's a very special occasion. Also, my schedule, she's responsible for my schedule. A little bit about my schedule. I'm the only full-time pastor here. Want to get in touch with me, you can go through Jane, or you can just email me directly because she's busy as well, because I can do my schedule that way as well. But I try to get different areas of the city during the week. Here are all our contact information. Here's all of our emails, the pastors, the phone numbers, all that stuff. Then connecting to God. So Pastor Jenny's going to come and talk about Sunday school.
Sunday school is at 10 a.m. sharp every single Sunday. I love Sunday school. I love the group we have in Sunday school. And just today, we started a brand new study called Battlefield of the Mind. Have you guys read that book by Joyce Meyer? It is an amazing book. So we are starting on our journey with Battlefield of the Mind that'll take us into the new year. It's a really incredible time. And you're already coming to church. You might as well get here a little bit early and come to Sunday school. And I promise you, it is impactful and it does matter. So Battlefield of the Mind, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. sharp, we get started. Dance ministry. Okay, when I first gave my life to the Lord, I went on a mission trip to Mexico City. And for the first time ever, I saw men and women dancing before the Lord. And they had these white dresses and their tambourine, and the tambourine had sparkly streamers on it. So I was hooked. Really, I'd never experienced anything like that, that worship and abandon, that joy. Because at that point in my life, I would come to the Lord and worship, and it was a little more self-focused, like the "oh, woe is me" kind of stage, you know, like I'm worshiping the Lord, and it's a little self-focused. But by putting all that baggage down and just dancing before the Lord, so much healing came in my life through dancing before the Lord. So I came back to the States and I started a dance team at the church, and God does a lot through worshiping in new and different ways. Maybe it's painting, singing, whatever, but dance is my passion. So if you're interested, if you have something like that you want to share or do, and you need some guidance or help, come talk to me. Pretty soon, Pride is coming up, one of our largest outreaches of the year. I'm going to be calling for dancers because what we do that's different than What some other people do is we go up and we worship from start of Pride to finish of Pride. We've got worshipers in our tent from the time Pride starts to the time Pride shuts down. And it makes a difference because you know how people remember us? You were the church that was worshiping. You were the church that was dancing. There was something different about your church when you passed by. You know what? It's called worship. It's called the Holy Spirit. Pretty soon you're going to see an announcement looking for dancers. Join up. It's nothing, you know, you're not doing the jitterbug. It's I will train you. I will teach you everything. It's all very basic and anybody can do it. Home groups. Okay, so I'm over home groups. We already talked about that, so I don't have to say a whole lot. Finishing up our book, Multiply, right now, and we're praying and looking to see what God wants to do this next go-around. I am praying, I am believing, and will you guys believe with me for a home group in the Norcross, Gainesville, that area? There are people that live up there, a lot of you guys. So believe with me, we're praying for a Norcross, Gainesville. We are also praying for a Decatur group. The church home group, about half the people are from this area, the other half are from Decatur. So we're looking for something a little closer for them too. Come see me. Any questions for home group? Want to know where how to get connected with one? Our home group leaders are the best home group leaders ever. Ever. They are committed to you. They have not just led a home group. They have fostered a community that is blowing my mind. And that's what this is about. It's not just about doing your churchly duty Wednesday nights. None of them are doing that. They are changing lives. They are impacting people. And those people are going out and doing this in real life. And that's what it's about. Amen? King's Kids Ministry. Okay, King's Kids Ministry is for ages 1 to 9. And what I do is I organize that, I prepare the curriculum, and I also help teach in there once a month. And this ministry is so need of helpers. So if you feel called to help in the children's ministry, please come see me. We will get you on the schedule, only helping out once a month. And if we had enough workers, it could be like once every 6 weeks. These kids, if you've spent any amount of time with our small children, they will blow your mind with how cool they are. They are way cooler than I am. So it is a ministry that I absolutely love. It is needed. It is necessary. But sometimes this ministry is the forgotten ministry because we just kind of let other people do it. And if you were in here last Sunday, you heard a lot of the children because we had some emergencies come up with our teacher. And those kids, they missed their ministry. It is our duty to teach them the Word of God so that when they go to pre-K and when they go to kindergarten, they go to school, they know that God loves them, God created them, and we have something for them too. Amen? Membership class, 4 times a year. I usually actually do it more than 4 times. If I get a large enough group, I'll go ahead and do it so it's not set in stone. If you're interested in joining the church, we get together. We have this class. It's really more of a get-to-know-you forum. We'll go over the things that are at the church. We'll try to get you connected with other people so that you can meet new people. We'll just get to know you. You get to know us, and then we call you up here and pray for you, and that's really it. It's very, very simple. So if you want couples counseling, it would be Gina. She handles that, and she a really good time to meet with her on Wednesdays before home group here at the church. She has quite a bit of time beforehand when she gets here. So if you would like couples counseling or just counseling in general, she is available for that. She is gifted in this area. She really is. She has just a real anointing for that. So if you would like to meet with her, her email, reach out to her, and she'll get with you. Drama ministry. All right, this is not the save the drama for your mama ministry. This is drama like skits. Have you guys ever witnessed like a Christian skit where you're acting out to music or even words? And they're really powerful. So if you want to put something together, maybe the Lord has one on your heart and you want to do it and gather some people, get with my wife, Pastor Gina, and she will help you organize that, help you do it, and help you get that going. Pastor Deb?
Hello. Good morning. I am Deb, Pastor Deb, P. Debbie, whatever. I am the worship pastor here. It's the greatest joy of my life, something I never, ever thought I would ever, ever be doing. I was a drummer and a church bass player and those kinds of things. And then I came here and my mind was blown and this is what's happening. So I really believe that, you know, there's a lot of doctrine out there. There's a lot of teaching out there. There's a lot of, you know, different things you can go and feed your mind and feed your soul and even be fed spiritually. But I just really believe that we're talking about 2 hours once a week. there's not much more that can blow your mind and change your life than a real, authentic encounter with God, right? There's not enough words. There's not enough time in 2 hours for us to say something that's going to change lives. But 1 second in the presence of God changes everything. And so that's my passion. My passion is finding ways to create, to just push back the space, create an atmosphere, create a moment for people to have authentic and personal encounters with God, because I know that's what changed me. I know that that's what made me fall in love with Him. I love community, but community did not make me fall in love with Jesus. I love sermons. I love preaching. Preaching didn't make me fall in love with Jesus. Experiencing Jesus did. And there's a million ways to encounter God, but I am an artist and I'm a musician. And so I think that through arts, you know, our hearts are kind of open. Our hearts get kind of soft, you know, when we hear a song. You ever do that? Like, you're okay, like, with a breakup or something until you hear a song, and then you're like, I thought I was okay. I'm not okay. It's because your heart opens to that. And so the arts are a way that, like, our hearts are open. And so a lot of times during music or during dance or during drama or while someone's painting or reading a poem, our hearts are opened in a really unique way for God to come knocking, for God to come speak a word. And so that's what we try to do here. We're not a professional music team. We're not into performance. We're not into being the best. In fact, if that's what you're into, you might want to go somewhere else, because that's not what we do. We do have 3 ways if you're wanting to get involved in music. There's kind of 3 open doors, and they're wide open for you. Now, number one is the Jam Group, and that's something that started about 1.5 years ago. Right now, we're meeting every first Tuesday of the month from 7:30 to 9 right here. It's just a time, if you have played for 20 years, if you've never played, if you don't even know what an instrument is, come on, because we're learning from each other. And I got to say, since we started the Jam Group 1.5 years ago, right now, we're adding our 9th and 10th. We've added 10 new members to this stage group that are faithful, that are here every week. So we're growing, and as soon as we outgrow this stage, we'll figure out what to do. But open jam, we have usually 2 times a year, we have like a holiday special. So we have like a Christmas service and an Easter service. So if you dance or sing or want to share a poem or a drama or something, those times of the year are really great times to do that. Some of our people on the stage have come through that. And then the third one is, what is the third? Oh, specials. So we have this little window during the offering where people like to share specials. Remember when Edwin did that a couple weeks ago and it was amazing? So if you want to sing a song, if you can't come on Tuesdays and you just want to get up and sing a song, or if you want to get up and share a poem or whatever it is that you have to share, because that's what it is, right? We don't come here just to hear ourselves talk. We come to share and to hear what we all have to say, what we all have to bring. So those are the 3 ways for you to get involved.
Thank you very much. So prayer, Pastor Jonathan leads prayer. We have prayer service at 9 a.m. every Sunday. So if you want to be here, 9 a.m., we kind of meet right before Sunday school here. So if you have prayers, we are saying if you do have needs, we have 2 ways to really voice those needs. First, we do have prayer at glbtchurch.com. You can send it to us. That'll go to all the pastors automatically. The second way is if you're on Facebook, we have a secret Facebook group. But if you want to be a part of that group, a lot of times people will post prayer requests there. And it's a great way to actually people to pray and to learn your prayer request needs. Pastor Jonathan also leads the youth group, and Michael, is Michael here? Do you want to say anything about the youth group, what you guys are doing?
Hello, everyone. So right now, we're as far as Sunday school for the kids, we're going through The Case for Christ, which is a great book. It's about a journalist who his wife becomes a Christian, and he kind of wants to debunk Christianity, kind of talk sense into his wife. And so he starts to investigate it and ends up converting himself in the process. So it's a great read, and we're going through the student edition. And we also have, once a month, we have a after-church youth group. We'll have a lesson, and we'll also do some games and just kind of have a good time, hang out, have lunch. So if you guys want to get involved, this is the only church that I've ever been in or have heard of where we have more adults helping than we have kids attending. So we're very blessed in that regard. If you ever just want to get involved, if you want to just come in and do a single, just talk to the kids about something that God spoke to you for just a Sunday after church youth group, or just come into Sunday school one day and just do like a guest kind of speak, we're open to that. So just get in contact with me or Pastor Jonathan, and we'll be happy to set it up.
Charles and Ryan and Michael, and who else is helping in the youth? Sheena is helping. So we have some awesome youth leaders. And I can just say that we had so many youth get saved a few years ago. Of course, now they're growing up, and one of them is actually 18. So he just turned 18. I mean, they grow up, and praise God that they got it when they were youth, because they're going to need it as they become adults. Healing and Wholeness class, if you guys would just wave over there. Healing and Wholeness, Jen and Angela have done a Healing and Wholeness class. If you've been a part of that class and it's ministered to you, you know what it's about. But it really is a small group, and they focus on emotional issues, and they go through some healing, inner healing, through God's Word. Amen? Media and technology. Here comes the technology person. James is going to come up. And this is really, we're excited because we have some things that we're going to talk about, places that you can be used if you're wanting to be used and you're saying, I don't really want to be in the front of everybody. These are the people that you talk to.
Good morning, everyone. Well, as part of the media and technology team here at TGPA, we are actually behind the scenes, as it were, projecting the words on the screen, getting the sound at the appropriate levels, running the website. Those things are what happens in the background on the technology team. So we use all these technology tools to, in essence, provide worship that helps to honor God. And I've actually asked our audio and video to speak about those two sections. Bert?
Good morning, everybody. Normally, I'm singing when I grab the microphone. What we need in the sound, we need people that can actually just guard pretty much the sound or the amount of sound that comes out. It is very easy. I know that you've seen the board that I deal with, and you see all those knobs, and you go like, ah! But I need somebody to help me out throughout the weeks, because we need to have some people that can actually come in and do the sound. And that's basically the ministry, is just to, you know, keep the levels down and make sure everything is right. Batteries are in the microphones, that kind of thing.
Just to piggyback off of Bert, because I've tried to switch with him, and we found out very quickly it wasn't working, because I would get scheduled for both the visual and the sound on the same day every single time. But in what he's saying, as far as, yes, it looks very difficult because there's a whole bunch of knobs or whatever, if you've played an instrument before, if you're used to listening to music, you will pick it up very easily because you know what you're listening for. I have always failed at singing in every single instrument I've tried. And so my way of being part of the worship team is actually to run the video and to help with sound. I view the sound booth kind of a little bit differently. It is a ministry, because if you're in my home group, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I view it as a way to guard against distractions. I view it as a support team for both our worship team and our pastor, because you guys never really notice us until something's wrong. Right? And that's how it should be. Our goal is to be flawless as we can. Our goal is to follow Deb's lead, to follow James' lead, so that you guys can go into worship and be focused just on that. Because every time I come in on Sunday, I want you to experience God. I've been doing this a really long time. I've been a Christian a long time. Sundays are just kind of a bonus for me. I worship God during the week. My heart is really for new people coming in, for people who need that encounter with God. And I want to do everything that I can, because Satan will always try to distract us. And when somebody accidentally drops their mic and it blows out the speaker and you can't hear for the rest of the sermon, that's a problem. So if you are like me and you want to help lead other people into worship, but you cannot play an instrument, you cannot sing, or you're just introverted and you don't like being out in front of people, this is great, because I have my sound booth there that I get to hide and just do the beauty queen wave to people and not have to do that whole meet and greet thing like Pastor Keith was talking about. So if you wonder why sometimes I'm in the booth even though I'm not scheduled, that might be why. The basic things that we do I like to think that easy worship is the basic thing that we do. Guarding the soundboard is the basic thing that we do. What we really do is support the people who are here up front every Sunday. So if you're interested in joining us, we do have training that's going to be going on August 16th. I believe it's after the service. So just let James or one of us know, and we'll be glad to get you connected.
Let's see what's next. Giving. You can give many ways. There's the church. To the, we pass the plate. We have Square. If you say, oh, I forgot it, I'd like to actually give. It's also online on the website. So if you want to give, most of us do it on the website. That's what it seems like. Connecting to others. Food Fun Fellowship. So we have Meetup. Jessica mentioned Meetup. That's how you came here to Meetup. And Tracy came from Meetup. Did you come from Meetup, kind of? Debbie and Renee, so anybody else came for Meetup? So, oh, that's right, Mary at Patty's, that's when you came. If you go to meetup.com, there's a slew of different groups that meet throughout the country, throughout the city. Atlanta Gay Christians, if you put that in there at meetup.com, it'll pull up our group, and we have fellowships once a month. Single Not Alone, we do have a singles ministry, and right now Michael is you're heading that right up. So if you're single, it's not for dating, but if you're single and want to be a part of the ministry, this is who you see right there. Worship on the Waves, I'm excited about this. This is our third cruise that we'll be on, November 16th through the 21st. We are leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. A lot of us are flying in the day before the cruise, attending the Gathering Place South Florida, and then going on the cruise because it leaves on a Monday. If you're not able to, you can go down on Monday and go with us. There's still room on it. We have about 40 people right now going on it, but I've reserved the chapel for the 2 days at sea. So we're going to have worship in the mornings on the ship. Isn't that awesome? So if you want more information, let me know about the cruise, Worship on the Waves. Impacting our world. Atlanta Pride. Pastor Jenny talked about Pride. We have a booth at Pride. It's three booths long. We do it every year. We have the dancing. We pass out information. Sheena came from Pride. Different people have come from Pride. And it's just an amazing time. We were in the parade 2 years. But this year, we're going to do something a little bit different. You know those horrible signs that the protesters have out there, those huge ones? They're really big. We're getting bigger signs. We're going to have those signs saying, God loves you just the way you are. I'm a whosoever, all of those things, to kind of counter the negative with the positive. So, you know, we had our signs like that one there, God loves you just where they are. We had those this year, and people would stop and take pictures of it. We said, you know what, we just need to have huge signs and go up and down the streets or right near the protesters where they can see that instead of the hate that's being spewed at Pride. This is where a lot of our money goes towards. It's not cheap, but it is definitely where a lot of our community is at. So we focus a lot every year on outreach for Pride. International missions. We do go internationally. We're going to be taking a missions group, and we're working on the exact date. It's going to be either November, December, possibly, of this year. And Mexico is where we're targeting. There's a church there that we've worked with. We're going to go back there and do some missions work again. I spoke to him, actually, last week, and we're trying to set up a date. So we're excited about that. There's also some new missions opportunities that we are looking at. We have someone from our church that is in Thailand, and we're looking at possibly helping them in the future as well. You know, Ashley, so she's there, so we're praying about, she's trying to get a group together after school where she does some ministry. So we're praying out maybe helping her be one of our first TGPA sent missionaries. So we're excited about that. So this is something that is going to be coming, but we're very excited about that because mission's in a lot of our hearts. And David, you were missionary in Taiwan for how many years? For 2 years. So an LGBT church there, and so he's got a lot of experience as well. And so I really think that might be one of the reasons he came down. God told him to come down to help us with that missions ministry. On the web. Okay, so you can find us on the web, lgbtchurch.com. We also have Facebook. I'm going to have James come and show you something really quick because I really do believe this is where he's going to go live. We have a new website. So we're going to present you the new website. Ready? He's going to come in and actually put it live for us. This has been a big work in progress, and a lot of work's going into this, but it's really phenomenal. We've actually gotten more hits from this website than we have from the old one already. So it's been pretty amazing, the response that we have.
Since I have to drive, I'll actually speak from back here. Everywhere is blue on that map. Our website has actually touched someone. This map shows all the countries around the world where someone has accessed our site just this past year. That's 103 countries, 9,373 total visits, 70% of those actually being brand new users. The top 10 countries are visiting, of course, the United States. We have Brazil, Italy, Germany, Canada, China, Netherlands. We actually have the ability to see how people are accessing the site. 49% are laptops or desktops. And then we have 44% on smartphones. So smartphones are a huge factor in traffic to our site. 55% of those smartphones are just iPhones. and then the remaining 7% are tablets. As we go on to the next slide, our countries 11 through 50 include Mexico, Japan, with Puerto Rico, Belgium, Switzerland, Dominican Republic, Sweden, all of those are in the top 50. So you can see how we are going into the world to spread the gospel. Share Faith, we will actually hear that name quite often from now on. They actually host our new website. They host for churches only. They have 8,000 plus sites online today. We have a new style of website, which is called Parallax. It's a continuous scroll of the main menu. So what does this mean? Instead of clicking through multiple main pages, the information from our six main pages are presented as a user scrolls down. We actually have access to sermons, devotions, maps, of course, calendar. And here is actually one of the main features of why we chose Share Faith. They will also include a mobile app for Android and iOS, so you get a mobile presentation of the site. We have actually applied for that, and we are waiting for final approval of that. We should have that within the next week, and the app will be able to be downloaded from the App Store as well as Google Play Store. Now, when we update the website, the app automatically updates to your phone. So this allows for easy, fast updates of content, both across each platform. Now, here is actually our first site page, our home page, as it were. We're actually going to go there. And here is the main page, home page. And as you can see, you can actually scroll down. Here's the parallax feature. You're actually scrolling down through the main pages. You can see here up on the main menu, there are some flyout menus as well. Each of those flyout menu items are actually on the main pages here as well. So you can actually go to Connect page, see all the different ministries, history and leadership and beliefs, this Realm login, which we'll come to in next page here shortly. Remember where that's at, but you actually have our sermon player here. All sermons from 2015 are loaded here in the sermon player. Our sermons, you can only stream them before, but you can now actually download them. And we actually have our donate section, our contact us section, maps, directions, and even calendar. Our calendar as well. So that's just the quick overview of the site. We'll go on to Realm. Now, what is Realm? It's an online church management system. The URL that is in that link on our website is this same URL that you see here. And Realm integrates basic record keeping, member profiles, attendance, tithes that you give, groups that you are part of, teams that you join, contribution records. If you have given an offering in any service or completed a visitor card, you likely already have a Realm account. So we will be sending out Realm invites for you to log into the website and update your member profile. Now, you might ask, why would I update my member profile? You can manage your own information, such as your address, your phone number, email, contacts, even post a photo. So at the end of the year, we can print out your giving statement and it goes to the right address. Or you could actually log in and review giving history and print your own statement at any time. Join a group. Check that group's meeting schedule. And a major feature of this is an online membership directory, which simplifies communications, obviously, throughout the church. Let's actually do a quick jump to that page. There we go. And we got a sample user up here. Here's their address. You can actually change information, modify that here, add additional information. So you actually have your profile up. You can see any groups that you had announcements from. Groups that you are a member of would have announcements here. If you actually wanted to join a group, let's say I want to join a home group, or if I wanted to join the worship, or children's, or rock, you all have the ability to join those. And off of your profile, you actually have your giving tab, which would list all of your gifts here throughout the entire year. And on the left-hand side here would be an icon to print your end of year. Over on the profiles tab here, you can actually see those people that actually have created profiles already. This is part of your online membership directory. So that actually is a quick view of Realm, just so you'll know. And we have actually Pastor Jenny using Realm right now, so she may want to speak about that, Pastor Keith.
Just think about it as a private Facebook.
Correct.
And so a lot of times people might say, can you give me so-and-so's number? And my answer is no, I can't, because I won't give out anybody's number. But if you're in Realm, and it's like a church directory, you can actually log into Realm. You can get their information, their address. We do a lot of things through Facebook. As you know now, we have groups. But some people don't have Facebook accounts. And I understand that. So this is going to kind of take that place. But we're moving toward this as well. All right? Questions?
Can people keep their information private on Realm if they don't want people calling them?
You can. You can actually set a privacy.
Pretty awesome. Go to it. There's a video on the website. Can we just end with that? Can you go back to the website? I wanted to play this as we're closing. What we put on there, it's just about welcoming people to the church. And I've had two people actually have contacted me because of this. Kiki is going to be getting with us, and we're going to make our own video similar to this using our people. So we're going to end this with this and then prayer.
I can't come to church until I get my life together.
Church is how I got my life together.
Church is filled with a bunch of hypocrites.
And there's always room for one more.
All they care about is your money.
They care about me, not about my money.
Is there some kind of dress code?
Yes, the code is wear some clothes.
Church, it just makes me nervous.
I was nervous at first, and then I felt right at home.
I'm not sure I believe everything that you believe.
But you can still belong.
Church is for wimpy, girly men.
You want to say that again?
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't want me.
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't be worried.
You can come to my church even if you were brought up Catholic,
Baptist,
Methodist,
Jewish,
Mormon,
Lutheran,
Pentecostal,
Presbyterian,
Church of Christ,
Southern Baptist,
a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing.
See, it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship.
So please, come to my church.
Where nobody's perfect.
Where beginners are welcome.
Where socks are optional, but grace is required.
Where forgiveness is offered.
Where hope is alive.
And where it's okay to not be okay. Really.
I cry every time I see that. Because I just know there's so many people who are scared to come to church. Because of what's been taught. And to them, that's, you know, the devil's just done that. I've seen this 100 times and I cry every time. I just think about the impact. We're excited. That's what it's about. And that's why we're putting the money into the website, because we know there's so many people hurting, not just in this city, but around the world. Amen. So thank you for being patient for this. I know it's a lot, but we wanted you to see the different areas of our church. You feel like you learned something today? So thank you, James, for putting all that together. It's amazing. Would you stand with me and we'll go ahead and close in prayer? Would you join hands with the person next to you? Father, we thank you that we are not the perfect church. We thank you that even though we all have our faults and our failures and our shortcomings, we're full of grace. And because you're full of grace, I pray for each person here. I thank you that you've led them to this family. We thank you, Lord, that they're part of our family, whether they stay here or move or where they go, still part of the family. And we thank you for that. And Father, I pray blessings on each person here. And I thank you for the plans you have for their life to give them a future and a hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We'll see you guys next week.